Hello everyone. Sorry, I was confused for a second. Welcome to Wemo Live. This is a live stream that happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and it is 8 o'clock on 14th October 2023 and that's a Saturday. We will be taking callers today, but we also have a guest. So I won't be devoting the entire episode to calls. I'll be taking a couple of calls and then a guest and then maybe towards the end, one more call. Sorry about that. Ye mere mind ko pura puri slip kar gaya. But we have a Twitch streamer by the name of Arun with us today, who will be joining in some time. I have pinned the join link in any case to the top of the chat. Whoever wants to come on screen and talk, feel free. Go ahead, click the link and join. Before you do that, I'll just remind everyone. Oh shit, my banner changed. Kena bol gaya. Before you do that, I'll just remind everyone that you can support this channel by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. And you can also support the channel on Patreon at patreon.com/Wemo. You can also join my website, www.wemo.in. There's a support button there. You can click on it and contribute an amount of your choice. You can also send money through UPI, Wemo at UPI, VIMOH at the rate UPI. So all that out of the way, let's just straight away get into calls because, I have Deeps first. Hold on. Hey Deeps, go on, you're online.
Hi Vibhu.
Hello.
So I have not come here to debate with you. I just want to increase my understanding and just want to talk with you.
Okay.
So in the following weeks, I have watched GM Skeptic and Cosmic Skeptic, and I watched all those debates those guys have done. Mm-hmm. And I am shocked at how bigoted religious people are. Mm. And when it comes to their views on trans people, and yeah, that's quite shocking actually.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask you, like, as a judge, to know the reality of the situation. I feel from the past, even though so much of misunderstanding and divisions have occurred, there is some things which need to be protected.
Such as?
How can I put it? So last time I wanted to define about consciousness, right? Like the first person experience happening in my brain. So I think I couldn't convey it properly. So I will just take some time and try to convey it to the best of my capabilities. So what I wanted to say is, can you observe this fact of aloneness in human beings?
The fact of what?
Aloneness.
Loneliness? Yeah.
Aloneness, yeah. So even when you're with your family, when you watch yourself deeply, you can see that you are alone. It means your experiences are confined to yourself.
Got it.
If I eat chocolate, you can't get the taste of it. Only I can experience it.
Okay.
So this fact of aloneness. So actually the original intention of the founders of these religions is to give you the taste of aloneness.
How do you know that?
No, aloneness is the fact.
I get. I'm saying, how do you know that the original intention of the founders of religions was to help people deal with loneliness?
Because I have experienced, because like, how can I put it?
You have experienced being alone, right?
Yeah.
You have not experienced the minds of the people who began religion. So how do you know that was their intention?
I am the second generation. See, if personally talking, I am from like a second generation educated. I'm from a tribal community not exactly tribal, kind of. I'm the second generation to get educated. I'm from a town called Tiruchengode in Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
So my father is the first generation to get this English education and I'm the second generation. But my grandparents, I have stayed with them. They are extremely religious people. Yeah, of course, they have superstitions. They have false beliefs. And actually, my grandmother, she had a fracture and we had given her the traditional medicine, which proved fatal actually. Her condition became worse and with the help of modern medicine, we could recover her. So I understand that there are problems with the old way of life. I agree with that. But there was some quality in that life which is missing in the modern world. That's what I wanted to... It's like... So I have interacted with the elders of my community. So basically, I am from the Saivite tradition. So what we were taught was the deity which you're worshipping is actually, in the absolute sense, I am the deity which I'm worshipping. But as long as this comparative reality exists, I will be devoted to it. So that's called Shuddha Tvaita
Saiva. I have no idea what you just said.
See, the Shiva which we are saying, it's not like I am the slave of the Shiva. I am Shiva in absolute sense. But as long as me and you exist, comparative reality exists, I'll be devoted to you so that it does not become a selfishness. So actually,
you are Shiva only in your own mind, or are you objectively Shiva?
Not objective, not in compare. This is not for others, for myself.
So it's subjective.
It's subjective. I am.
So that means that you are Shiva according to you.
As a fabric of existence, of my experience, the first person.
That part
experience.
Does not make sense. I'm just asking you this. If I said that you are Shiva only according to you, will that be correct?
Yeah, it's true. It's a liberating truth. It's not.
That's subjective. No, that's again subjective. Maybe if I thought that I was Shiva, I would feel trapped. Because I don't want to be defined as Shiva. I want to be defined as whatever else I want
That's
to be
okay.
defined as.
It's for beginners. We give it for starting. You can change it later on. So God is not a controlling mechanism. It's a liberating mechanism.
So if you want to not be Shiva, you can be?
You can be. You can give other names. So there are different varieties.
So I get that. But this appears to me to be mostly a case of you deciding on a certain imaginary construct as your identity and then just going with it. Is that all?
It's not like that. It's how to say it. To grasp the sense of aloneness I have means I am the fabric of the first person experience that's going on. So even the neuroscientists with all their theories currently, like there's integrated information theory, which I heard about consciousness, they can only correlate the contents of my experience to what I feel. If there's fear, they can just correlate those with those fear. But they're not giving an explanation, a satisfactory explanation of how the experience comes about. So that's the problem. So
what is your conclusion from what the neuroscientists have said with respect to your religion? What is it?
So I'm saying this exploration is diametrically opposite to the scientific way of exploring things. You just have a glimpse of the fabric of what is me. So I'm not excluding everybody else. I'm not saying I won't engage in relationship. I will just stay alone. I'm not saying that. I will relate with human beings, but I am the fabric of my experience. So get a glimpse.
Deeps, I get what you're saying, but if I take what you're saying as correct, all I can conclude is that you have an imagination and you are using that imagination to describe your identity. That's it.
That's true. Imagination, it is an imagination, that I agree. The form is an imagination, the words are imagination, but the experience itself is something real. It's not false.
How do you know that? How do you know? Experience is real. I am not saying that any experience is false, but if there are people who say that I experienced aliens, I experienced the cosmic mind, I experienced ghosts and, you know, all sorts of stuff. How do I tell the difference between your experience and their experience? Is all experience true by default?
All experiences are not true. Even this imagination is not true. But the purpose of this imagination, the purpose it serves is very important for human beings. Means
that I agree. Experiences are very important for human beings. You are, however, pitting your particular imagination created experience with science and saying science is one way of knowing the truth. This is another way of knowing the truth. I'm saying the thing that you're describing as true, if you are to be taken seriously, it must mean that all experience is true, right?
Yeah. See, in mechanics, you make models, right? You assume that the floor has no friction. All those are also imagination with the purpose of modeling things.
Yeah, but you don't stop at the modeling, right? You create the model, you run experiments, and then you come to conclusions which are verifiable. Can you do something similar with your model?
Sure. You can verify it subjectively. You can feel it.
That's not verification. I can say that I verified subjectively that there is a ghost in this room. How will you know I'm lying?
No, it's not for... As far as ghost is concerned, what's the purpose of describing it? Here, the purpose is to experience conscious sovereignty or the first person sovereignty. Means I'm sovereign.
I can do that without any religion, anything either. You're just talking about experience.
It is not for controlling or saying it's my right, I am teaching you. No, it's not for that. It's just an easy way of, it's a quick way of capturing this fact.
Deeps, I'm just saying what you're describing, what you're saying is just common everyday lived experience of human beings. Yes. What is special about what you're saying?
It's not common. It's the thing is,
everyone experiences things. Everyone imagines things. Everyone experiences things. Sometimes people imagine and experience things that are contradictory to each other. That has no value. What has value is what you can demonstrate to be true.
Sure, that's true. I'm not talking, human beings have experiences. I'm not denying that. I'm saying this is to experience, how to put it, my aloneness. How can I get a taste of it?
How can you get a taste of your aloneness?
Yeah, then I'm free from all.
Do you know that your aloneness, is your aloneness real?
It's real because.
Then you are already experiencing it.
Sure. But
then what are you talking about? What are you talking about when you say, it's Shiva or something? Are you just putting labels on it?
No, I'm saying I'm not the, concept of God is a liberating mechanism. I'm not the slave of Shiva. I am, only Shiva exists. That's how my people have taught me.
I can replace Shiva with a zebra, right?
You can call it whatever you want, but the experience is what we are focused on.
I don't understand the point of this, honestly, because you are saying things that appear to be no different from anything that anyone else does.
And yet,
nobody, if someone says that I experience myself as a zebra, they don't say that my experiencing myself as a zebra is another way for me to know reality, opposite of science. They don't say that. You are doing that.
No. It's like describing the fabric of the stuff out of which my experience is made out of. So the why we have that worshipping is, I can see I'm not this body. I'm not confined to this. Like if I see a tree, I am the vision of the tree itself. Like, did you catch it?
Can you repeat that?
See, suppose I'm watching a tree. The vision itself is me.
Itself is you. No, it's not.
No, I am the vision because the light is going inside my eyes and vision is happening.
Yeah, but light is also going into my eyes. You and I can both stand near the tree, look at the tree and compare notes. Are you seeing this thing? And I'll say, yeah, I'm seeing that thing. That is how we know that the tree is real.
That's true. That's
when you talk about Shiva, there is no way for me to verify it.
No. See, that vision of the tree is happening in me. I'm talking about that.
If it was only happening in you, then it would be a product of your mind and I would have no way to verify it. Oh. But it is not. It is happening. It is an objective reality that you and I can both look at and come to the conclusion that it is real.
That's fine. I'm not telling objective reality doesn't exist. It exists for sure. I'm saying when I'm looking at the tree, I am the tree. I am the vision.
Understand what you say. If you look at poop, do you become poop?
No, the vision is me. I am the fabric stuff out of which the experience
is made. See, that sentence does not make sense either, materially nor even grammatically. What do you mean, I am the tree?
I am the tree because I am the vision. I am the stuff out of which the...
You have a vision.
Yeah, vision is me. That's what I'm saying.
No, vision is not you. You are you and the vision is something that is happening inside your brain as a result of your... optical mechanism.
Because there is a feeling that I am looking
deep,
through this.
Deep. Let me just point something out. There is some value in using language properly. Because if you don't, you fall into the Deepak Chopra black hole, whereby this becomes that and that becomes this and tree becomes poop and poop becomes tree. There is value in when you say, I am the vision, you are breaking a grammatical rule, which metaphorically and poetically, I can understand what you are trying to say. But you appear to be doing this as a way, you are saying this is diametrically opposed to science and is still a way of knowing the truth. I don't know what you mean by that.
No, unlike Deepak Chopra and all those people, I'm not making any claims. I'm just saying it's a fact. Debunking Deepak Chopra. So I'm not making any claims. So there are some special spooky stuff. No.
Can you put this in a simple sentence? What do you mean? What is your point? What do you want to say?
There is no other for you. All you experience is just you from birth to death. You don't experience something called other person. Other person is an illusion.
No, they're not.
No, they exist independently, I agree. But the other person you know is an image you formed based on the projection of the reality on you.
If you're talking about our limitations as a species to process reality using our sense organs.
I'm talking about Vimo.
Listen. If you're talking about the fact that human beings have limitations with respect to processing reality using their senses, you are correct.
Yes.
Right? You are correct. But that does not mean that that can be extended to mean that all you see is an illusion. Because there are other ways of verifying things. If a person I see is there and I don't trust what I'm seeing, I can touch them and verify. Hopefully not inappropriately, but I can touch them and verify that they're there.
Yeah, sure, Vimo. What you're saying is correct. I can see this table, you also can see it. And together we make models, we test it. So we get some evidence, we improve our model. And that's how science works. And I'm absolutely open. I'm not saying it's wrong. We need it for medical purposes. We need it for all kinds of uses. So I'm not the person who's saying analytic. I'm not supporting analytic idealism. I saw Panda's interview with you. I'm not making any spooky claims that something illusion, it's whatever we see is an illusion or something.
Okay.
I'm saying the first person experience, personally for you, when you see something, you are that. Like when you have pain, you are the pain. You are not a
That's the part that I don't understand what you mean by.
Because that's the first person experience. You are the pain. When you have intense pain, you are the pain.
Again, pain is not something. Pain, we're not talking about pain. We were talking about tree some time ago. These are two different categories. Pain is subjective personal experience.
When you see the vision, you are the vision. Next, when you go to feeling, you are the feeling. You are not a separate person experiencing the feeling. You are the pain. So
I am. So here's the thing. Describe pain for me. Give me the definition of pain.
So my body gets hurt. I have a wound here. So there are some receptors which send signals to my brain. But as a first person experience,
that's what you described was sensible.
Yeah.
Your body experiences something that we have grown accustomed to describing as pain because it is unpleasant. When you say you are pain, you stop making sense.
No, I am the content of first person experience. I'm not separate from it.
You are the what?
I am the stuff out of which the experience is made out of.
Okay.
So how did that stuff come into being at birth? At birth, all these got assembled. So that stuff is something different.
Deep tips. We're running into the same problem over and over again, which is that you are beginning with something that we both agree with, and then you're getting to a point where you're mixing words up into a salad that stops making sense. Deeps, I have to get to the next caller. We'll keep doing this because this has happened three times. Listen. Arun has already come. I have to take him on the call. We'll talk next week. Is that okay?
No, I'll just finish it. I'll just end it.
Okay, go on. You have 1 minute.
Yeah, sure. So basically what I wanted to say was, we just want to give this glimpse to all human beings at least once that they won't be bound by relationships.
How?
They're free from comparative reality.
How? If it's subjective, how will you give that glimpse to other human beings? We just agreed that it is not shareable.
Yeah, other human beings also share the same subject.
Other human beings also share the what?
Same subject. They also have the same first person experience.
Deep, you're not saying anything. You realize you're not saying anything. You're not actually saying anything. You're saying that other human beings have experiences. I know that. What are you saying that's special here?
It's just like making them reflect themselves so that they are saying...
People already reflect. What is the extra thing here?
That's what making them reflect. That some human beings need it at certain crisis. That's what. That's the main purpose of the whole religious inquiry. So, Vimo, what I wanted to say
to the best of my knowledge, the whole purpose of religious inquiry is to define in-groups and out-groups so that say, ye tumhare log hain, and those people are those people, and those people are the people you are not. What the purpose of religion is.
Actually, Vimo, that's an unfortunate thing which happened, that my religion is different. I am a Hindu, you're a Muslim, or other way, I am an Arab, you're a Jew. All those divisions is wrong. It's basically a flaw in the inquiry process.
Okay, cool. Deep, we'll talk next week. Is that okay? I have a guest today.
Okay, so I just wanted to end by saying...
No, you already did. We'll talk next week. Chalo, bye-bye.
I just want to say that I'm not defending any religion. I'm just saying there is something
more to it. Got it. You're not defending anything. I'm still having trouble understanding what you're defending, but we will talk next week and we'll take it
forward. Can you just tell the difference between liberal and the left? Like, why liberals defend the idea of nationalism?
Next week, Deep. I don't have time right now. Next week. Bye.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
That was Deep's. My guest Arun has arrived. I will take him on screen now.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing, Vimal?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, Arun. Sorry about the delay. I already took a caller.
My chat and I were seeing the chaos that was this discussion. Yeah, I didn't know what happens. I was in for actually, because I just like I looked at the YouTube page and it was like debates. I'm like, I don't do debates. Oh God, is he gonna make me debate?
No. We're gonna. I actually wanted to know more about your work.
Sure.
And hopefully, like we can just. You know, this is the first time we're speaking, by the way, everyone. So we're going to do that. Everyone who still wants to come on screen and talk, you will probably have to wait for 15-20 minutes. If that's okay with you, please stay. Otherwise, you can leave. And when I open the lines again, then you can come back.
Sure.
Until then, I just want to talk to Arun a little bit. So Arun is a Twitch streamer. He talks about politics and South Asian politics in specific. So what has been going on?
I mean, I can just introduce myself. I mean, some of your followers might know who I am. So, my name is Arun Arno. So, people know me as, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Hasanabi. So he's he's an American politics streamer. I basically do a very similar style of, political coverage to him, except what I do it for India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Bangladesh, so on and so forth, Myanmar, Afghanistan, so on and so forth. Right. So what I usually do is I do like a weekly roundup of, you know, the horrible things that have happened in our region and in our neck of the world. This week in particular has been it's been a weird week, obviously, given what's going on in Israel and Palestine. Even like the news channels that I would draw my sources from are actually reporting on that more so than domestic issues at the moment. But yeah, generally what I do is I go in and I talk about. What is going on in this part of the world. I usually get through the news. Sometimes I'll indulge in a little bit of Sham Sharma debunking, or sometimes I'll indulge in a little. I might indulge in a bit of, well, not anymore, but I used to indulge in string debunking when he was around. I haven't gone through Abhijit Chavda's videos yet because they're like an hour long. They're like 3 hours long or whatever. And I just like, that's about as long as my streams are. So I can't like do that. I cover Indian politics and South Asian politics in general from, I guess, a sort of left-wing perspective, you could say.
Okay. So, okay, I just noticed that the username you have tagged in your Twitch thing is going to someone else's account. My Twitch account is The Vimo Show.
The Vimo Show, got you. Okay.
The Vimo Show, yeah.
No, okay, it's not I sure got you. Happens. Hold on a second.
I think the handle that you're linking to is also mine. It's just an old, very old, defunct account.
The Vimo Show. Okay, I got you.
The Vimo Show, yeah.
There we go. That's better.
So, have you been receiving messages from Indians about how supportive they are towards Israel?
We were just going over that. I've seen the gam. I mean, like, the thing is, I'm used to seeing Indian Twitter. That's the difference, right? Like, I deal with those fuckers on a daily basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of saying Rajput, like I replaced the last part of the word, and I was just like, I was making fun of that. And because, like, obviously, you know, a lot of Rajputs tend to have that sort of pride, and it's like very toxic and whatnot, right? So yeah. I went ahead and I'd made fun of that name. And in return, what I received was shut up Tamil N-word, because I'm from Tamil Nadu originally.
Uh-huh.
And monkey And then I also received a, I've received a picture in return for that of a, of the picture of Velupule Prabhakaran, the leader of the LTTE, dead with a bullet in his head. Mm-hmm. Just for making fun of that. So I'm used to like Indian Twitter at this point, but what is very fascinating to me is seeing the Americans come to grips with Indian Twitter. That's very fascinating because
you and I have trouble getting coming to grips with Indian Twitter. I left Twitter.
I mean, I don't have any choice. That's where I get a lot of my news from. That's where I get a lot of my news updates from. Because
I mostly left it because of mental health reasons. It was just making me. It was like there is a certain amount of load I can take, and most of it is Instagram. Twitter was just too much. So I just
It's the opposite. So I don't use Instagram all that much. In fact, one of my moderators uses it way more than I do. Like they use my account.
Oh yeah, that must have been the person who sent you the thing that I shared.
Yeah, it was my moderator that sent me. Yeah. So I actually don't use Instagram all that much. Actually, I don't use Instagram except to just look for clothes, stuff like that. But Twitter is like, I'm usually there all the time because I'm usually looking for news for the week there. And also that's where there are some accounts that with regards to news updates, for example, Lanka Files is a great example of some Twitter accounts where they're only on Twitter and they provide vital news updates that mainstream news won't cover. So for example, if you're talking about sort of the ongoing land grabs happening against the Tamils and the Muslims in Sri Lanka at the hands of the archaeology department, you're never going to hear about that from mainstream Sri Lankan news. That's not going to happen because most of the Sri Lankan news is majority Sinhalese, right? And they're just very oblivious to Tamil and Muslim issues. So they're unfortunately, Twitter is a necessary evil for me to use in order to get personal updates.
I was watching this podcast, listening to this podcast called, Hard Fork. Have you heard of it?
No.
So Hard Fork is a podcast that is run by two technology journalists. And they were talking, generally speaking, a couple of months ago, their opinion was that everyone should leave Twitter because journalists are giving Twitter more credibility than any value that Twitter is giving them. But I listened to an episode this morning and one of their opinions was all the value as far as credibility goes has gone out of Twitter. Because the blue ticks don't mean anything anymore and news outlets are better off relying on their own platform and their own means to spread, to send out updates and stuff. Do you think Twitter is going at its end or do you see it continuing like this?
Well, first I see the top of the hour ad break coming to my chat right now. That's what I first see coming. Okay. That's what I first predict. So if you want to avoid the ads, you can subscribe. You can subscribe for $5 and you can use a Twitch Prime and Oilers are allowed to come in and oil up the entire place. So
your Twitch handle is Arun Anna, right? A-R-U-N-A.
Yes. So it's A-R-U-N-A-N-N-O-W. Oh, whoopsie daisy. That's correct. Yeah. So what you have on the screen is correct, right?
So people, please go to Twitch and follow Arun.
Yeah, so basically it's Anna is literally, as you probably know, it's older brother in Tamil, but Anna is a very casual way of saying it in Chennai.
And I thought your name was Arunan and the handle was Arunan now.
No, my name is, no, it's not. You could, it's not in Arunan and Arunan are basically the same name. So it's not it's not the exact same. Where are you from, by the way, Vimal?
Odisha.
Wow. Okay.
Why? What happened?
Because I don't see a lot of Odia. Are you Odia?
I am Odia. Yeah.
I don't see a lot of Odia creators. That's actually awesome.
Yeah, that's probably because there aren't many.
There's a chatter that I think studied in my chat that studied in Odisha, I think, at some point.
Oh, where?
I don't know. They have to answer. He's a Chennai Garam, but he studied in Odisha.
If it matters, I studied in Chennai for some time. I was at Asian College of Journalism.
Wow. That's awesome.
In 2004-5.
Yeah. Okay, 60. My Chennai Garam guy is like, Apuni to Odia to. Like, that's basically.
Apuna Odia to. Yeah.
He's saying Nisar Khorda, I guess.
Khorda. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So Khorda is a place.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. But yeah, what were we talking about before this?
Twitter. Do you see, your ad break is over?
Yeah, my ad break is over, yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about, do you see Twitter going into the future or do you think it is on its last legs?
I think...
Given what Musk is doing and all that.
It's a hard question. I think at the end of the day, Twitter has reached critical mass. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, it's super hard to adopt any other platform at this point. If anything is to challenge Twitter, I think it has to like be able to provide decent amount of news updates. I think what we're seeing on Twitter right now is basically just a reanimated husk. I think, yeah, obviously there's a lot of Twitter. I mean, there's a lot of damage that's been, if Musk follows through on like, you have to pay to use Twitter, then that will actually kill it. There's no shot because people are absolutely not going to pay to use a social media platform like that. And Blue Sky is going
to
go.
Musk has been trying to pay people. Do you make any money off Twitter?
No.
Musk has been paying people. I know some people who are like really popular on Twitter, but they think it is toxic and they want to leave. But Musk recently started giving out some payouts to people with really viral tweets. So I think that's desperate on his part. If I don't trust a man who doesn't pay his own employees their salaries to continue to pay creators for their tweets.
I mean, I think the people that are getting payouts the most are like the most toxic individuals on the platform. And I think that's like... I think there is a Saeed DiCaprio, or what's his name? I forgot his name. That, you know, Palestinian activist that was like, he's like a Twitter reply. He's like majorly on Twitter. Even he's gotten paid. But I don't know what the trajectory is for Twitter, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. It's a zombie at this point. Like, that's my personal opinion.
Also, I think it's worth noting that we haven't used the name X even once till now. Nobody's calling it X.
I mean, like, good luck trying to get, like, only the most ardent Elon bootlickers are using the term X. Like I've used it ironically just to be like, oh, this is X now. But I've never used, like, it's at this point, one of your chatters, the leftist cabal is leaving Twitter because they can't push their narrative any longer. I'm a leftist. I'm still on Twitter. What?
Somebody on my chat said that? Who?
Oh, yeah, it's in your private chat.
Oh, private chat.
Yeah.
The left. Oh, it's Nemo. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, is it a joke? Joke? Or is it just like...
No, it's... I'm not sure. I think I recognize Nemo, but I'm not sure, so I won't say anything. Go on.
We'll talk to Nemo
in some time.
Chattered my one of my chatters is like, would a payout be called X gon' give it to you? I hate this chatter. This chatter is incredibly good at derailing the entire conversation. I'm gonna not look at chat for now. But yeah, that's basically what I do. I just borrow news sources from Twitter. And I just cover the news in a very, I guess, animated way. Because a lot of stuff that happens in India is very anger-inducing.
Do you find... So here's an interesting thing that I noticed recently. I found you talking with Hassan on his stream.
Mm-hmm.
And you were explaining certain things that are happening in India to him. Now, obviously, it's more anger-inducing for you. The general understanding of India over where Hassan is, do you find they have a full picture? Do you find...
Not even close. Like, I mean, the thing is, like, it hasn't fully internalized for them that India isn't like the United States in that India is a very multi-ethnic, very multinational country.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very multinational state. It hasn't fully set in to the eye. They haven't really fully understood that because they don't, like, their closest understanding is, like, the United States, where the multinationalism comes from, you know, immigrants coming to the country, as well as the native, the indigenous people, right? And the various people that make up the country. Whereas, like, in India, it has been that way for a long time. And I think it's hard for them to, like, fully internalize the fact that India as a concept didn't really exist until, like, 1947. Like, what we know as a united India didn't exist until very recently. So there's a lot of...
It might be argued that it doesn't exist now either.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I mean, I would tend to agree with that to a certain degree. But
and maybe that's a good thing. Like, I'm not saying division for the sake of, you know, destruction, etc., but I'm saying keep more control in the hands of states about the things that are happening within them is probably a good idea. And it is, by the way, before any Modi supporter jumps on me, it's also one of the things Narendra Modi said before he came to power, that federalism is something I'm going to support. And then he came to power and he did the exact opposite things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Tamil Nadu, so a lot of, like, the sort of the Dravidian politics that exists in Tamil Nadu, I don't agree with everything that they have to say, but, like, a lot of my politics is informed by, you know, Periyar, like, Periyar, Ambedkar, sort of those sorts of leaders, you know? So I think that, I generally think, I mean, if you want an example of where, like, a lack of federalism goes horrifically wrong, Sri Lanka is a perfect example of that, right? You now have, so Sri Lanka is not at all like India in the sense of, like, Sri Lanka has subdivisions, like provinces, but things like policing, for example, that's still done at the federal level. Control of land is at the federal level because the 13th Amendment to the Sri Lankan Constitution hasn't been fully implemented yet. So what you have these situations where you have police from one particular ethnicity, you know, go into a minority ethnic group's, like, village and harass them and, you know, sexually assault them and stuff like that. You have police brutality that is a problem in Sri Lanka, partially due to the very centralized police force. Mm-hmm. And it's part and parcel of the problems that are, you know, plaguing Sri Lanka at the moment. So that's a perfect example of where federalism, a lack of federalism goes wrong. I think another thing is that, like, Americans don't, like, the American understanding of, let me tell you, so speaking with a lot of Americans, I'll tell you what they know about India, okay? They know triple R, they know RRR, butter chicken, naan, and if you're lucky, they know about chai. That's all they know about India. They don't know anything about India. Like, or they know, like, Taj Mahal every, like, that's about it. Like, they, it, all the Indian chatters in my chat are going nuts because they know it's true. They know it's true. They know it's 100% true. That's all Americans know about India. So it's like when, like, someone like me goes on, sometimes Kama Sutra, that's about it. Like, that's all that's they know. It's all the high notes. It's all the high notes. It's like in Bollywood. That's it. Right. That's Bollywood. All they know.
So, many of them didn't even know about that we had a space program.
Of course they don't.
Chandrayaan, but the first time many of them appear to have discovered, wow, they have a space program.
I mean, like, when the whole Israel thing was happening, right? Or, like, as the situation, as Israel is, like, bombing the shit out of Gaza right now, like, people, there's some people in the United States that sort of went the opposite direction and just used this as an opportunity to be very racist towards Indians. So one comment that I saw was like, we shouldn't have given India internets before indoor plumbing and schools. And it's like, man, like, you don't think those exist in India? Like, get out of here. Like,
you don't think those existed in India 3,000 years ago?
Oh, yeah, no, they existed.
People had indoor plumbing.
No, like, here's the thing. I've only slowly begun to expose everyone else to the madness that is Indian news, and they can't get enough of it. Like, I showed them the famous Arnab versus Waris Pathan debate. And then
I wonder if that's a good thing. Like, the first impression matters, right? I wonder if you're permanently scarring them. into having that impression of India.
No, I think I gave them a sense of like relief because it's like at least we don't have that here. Or they say that like
they Indian say news that, is like, worse than American news.
Oh no, like, order of magnitude, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Not even.
I thought it was just about the same.
No, No, you don't have Arnab style debates.
Okay.
Arnab style debates don't happen in the United States. It never happens. Like at most, like it'll happen for like 2 seconds, and then the entire thing calms down because like decorum. A big thing about American news is decorum, right? Mm-hmm. The thing about the British about British news is that decorum must be maintained. That there's a pretense of respectability and that exists in the United States and in the UK that doesn't exist in places like India or Sri Lanka. It's okay. Basically like very mask off in India. I would say like I've said this before. I think Indian politics is an order. It's like American politics without the mask. Like it's very
without the mask. Yeah.
It's very much American politics without the mask. Obviously, there's complications. Like, we never had a Red Scare like the United States did. Like, there are communist parties running around in India. And
we're kind of beginning to have one now. And we're kind of sort of had it at, like, simmering temperature for quite a long time. But we're beginning to have a Red Scare in a major way because there have been people arrested for a crime no greater than being associated with a communist organization. I can understand people getting arrested or getting action taken against them if it's a banned organization. But just because someone had communist literature at home, some people get arrested sometimes.
That happens. I mean, yeah, Arundhati Roy is...
Yeah, she's an example, but not the only one.
Yeah, oh, NewsClick, obviously. There's the
NewsClick,
other...
Yeah. NewsClick, Mr. Purkastha, keep mispronouncing his name, but him, the scholars who are in jail as a result of Bhima Koregaon.
Stan Swamy,
Stan Swamy passed away in jail.
Yeah. There is definitely a Red Scare, which I think now, which I think was partially influenced from the Naxals, right?
Yeah. The Naxal Scare weaponized into creating categories like urban Naxal. Right.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely a sort of, I definitely see the red. I mean, I don't see it. I think in this particular case, what we're going to see is that the Red Scare is squarely attached to the BJP. I think if the BJP loses in 2024, the Red Scare will be gone because Congress.
Not completely. There will remain some kind of general suspicion about those communist types.
Right.
But the levels to which these guys are taking it is unprecedented.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think I don't think it would be I don't think if Congress were to get in power, you would see the kind of arrests on communist intellectuals that we see under the BJP right now.
Although Taranga points out something. It's always been there, Arun. Please read about the Operation Green Hunt, which was UPA 2 policy headed by then Operation, then Home Minister Chidambaram.
Okay, I'll definitely look at that. I know that there was, I know that the Congress Party was going up against the communists in Kerala, but I've always just chalked that up to, I mean, those two guys don't like each other, obviously. They're rival parties in Kerala.
That's always obviously there, like, intra-party thing, but I think it goes slightly deeper than that also. Like a general simmering temperature Red Scare is always in effect in India.
Yeah.
Like so many other simmering things, like right under the surface, and then somebody comes and weaponizes one thing and it becomes big.
Right. But in the United States, what, like, if you were to talk to an Indian, right, like, just like talking about, like, there are, like, I guess, like, socialized, you know, social welfare reforms that exist in India, that if you were to talk to every Indian, like any Indian, and you were like, well, privatization of this is better, you're probably likely to be the best. The general reaction that I've seen from Indians in general is that Indians are more likely to oppose privatization than the United States because of how extensive the Red Scare was here. Like, even talking about, like in the United States, talking about healthcare is such a, like, everyone understands how broken the healthcare system is here, but mm-hmm. like talking about a single payer system is like if you were to talk to someone from Tamil Nadu about privatizing half the healthcare, the reasons that they might give you is like, well, the government hospitals are not doing as great, you know, the quality is not as good as, like, even in Tamil Nadu, it's not as good as like the private hospitals and whatnot. But like, mm-hmm. they'll never advocate for taking away government hospitals. Like, they'll never agree with that. But in the United States, we don't have a concept of government hospitals. That doesn't exist. Everything's private. All the hospitals are private, right? It's entirely private. So like, there's nothing that we, like, even talking about like basic things like, you know, Social Security and healthcare is difficult because of the extensive amount of Red Scare propaganda that happened here.
Okay.
So, but yeah, going back to the point, Americans don't know shit about India. They don't know anything about this part of the world, generally speaking, because
do they even care?
They don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They do not care. They don't care. I've seen people feign like care for this part of the world, but the truth of the matter is, it's just like, it's not our fucking problem. So I don't want to deal with it. Like, it's the same thing of like I've been talking about the atrocities that happens to Tamils on a regular basis in Sri Lanka, and it's like, I've received nothing but, like, I've received mostly blank stares from people. And it's like, even talking to Indians about like the IPKF yeah. involvement in Sri Lanka, and it's like it, getting Indians to care is also hard because, like, again what the LTTE did to civilians in India is unjustifiable, obviously, but it's never looked at in the proper context of what actually happened, right? It's never looked at the fact that, oh, the IPKF also sent, you know, they sent troops into Sri Lanka, and they also committed like massive war crimes. Like, the IPKF went into a hospital in Jaffna and slaughtered 70 people.
I think I may have heard about this one.
Right? But if you look at like Madras Cafe, like the movie, like the way they address that is the war crimes the IPKF committed in Sri Lanka is addressed as though it's just muckraking journalism. Like, they're just trying to stir things up. And that's not what happened, obviously. Like, the IPKF committed atrocious war crimes in Sri Lanka, but no one's been held accountable for that. But like, even getting Indians to care about that is very difficult, right?
I'll be honest, I probably should read up more about it because my understanding is not as good as it probably should be.
But it's not your fault, though. It's because India has a vested interest in Sri Lanka. It's that and Indian media is very likely to reflect that, you know? But in the thing is, like, Americans don't care about this part of the world. I've been trying to get people to, I've been covering what's been going on in Manipur for like the past 5 months or so. And I've been begging people to like pick this up. Like, this is like, what is happening is a like ethnic cleansing. What is very mm-hmm. close to ethnic cleansing of an indigenous group of people. That's what is happening right now. But it's hard. It's genuinely hard for people to care about this part of the world. It's just hard because, like, it's you would think because India is the largest country on the planet at this point. It's set to surpass China in terms of population. But mm-hmm. again, people are Nemo. Don't make me, Nemo.
What did he say?
Yes, Métis are being ethnically cleansed. Yeah, don't make me. He's obviously.
It's okay. I've removed him from the studio. Go on.
No, it's okay. No, I because the thing is, like, I have a tendency to just pick out chatters and just fight with them. So sorry. I have a tendency to just, like, if someone says something stupid in my chat, like, for example,
I used to do that until there were too many, and now I just say, just comment face to face, talk to me.
I don't know how, like, you, like, I don't do that. Like, I don't ever do that because, like, it's just not worth the time, unfortunately. And it's usually like,
it's not the never... word, like The goal is never to change the mind of the person you're speaking with, although that's a good side effect sometimes. The goal is to create a piece of conversation that you can put online and other people may watch it. And if they're fence sitters on any matter, they change their view a little bit.
That's fair.
You're never going to change anyone's mind by talking to them. Even if their mind changes a little bit, they'll pretend as if their opinion has only become stronger. There'll be people here say, I was an atheist, but after listening to you guys debate about religion, now I believe in God. Just to piss you off, they'll say things like that. Yeah. So that you give up and don't do things.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? There's not much that can be done about it.
Yeah. By the way, why don't you stream on YouTube?
I've thought about that. So I actually started streaming on Twitch and, but I did a test YouTube stream right now. I mean, the thing is you're right. I probably should be streaming on YouTube because that's where the Indian audience is very likely to be.
I wasn't saying should. I'm just asking why not, because it's totally understandable that if the target audience is slightly Western, and Twitch does make more sense.
No. I mean, it's not that I'm saying that you are saying that. It's more like it's a thought that's always been in my head. Like, if I really want to reach the Indian audience, I really should be streaming on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are a lot of Indians in my chat right now. But, like, ultimately, like, I've run up against this sort of... I've definitely run up against this problem where like I often end up having to explain what is going on to people that are lost, whereas like the Indians in the chat just already get it. Like, I don't have to explain that much. Like, I don't have to explain anything more. Like, I can just say like, oh, you know, so yeah.
There's
that's
strong, I mean, I've lived experience.
What's up?
Like, they live in the topic.
Right,
it's part of their lived experience.
Right, they have lived experience. They know exactly what I'm talking about. And but a lot of the Americans and the non-Indians that come into my chat are just like lost. They're very... Is Twitch hard to access in India? No, so it's more like Indians generally tend to use a lot of mobile devices. A lot of people tend to use mobile devices, and YouTube is a default app. Because Android is more popular in India.
Yeah, yeah.
And because YouTube is a Google product. So you're going to see streams on YouTube. Like, it's mostly because, yeah, it's easily, like, the thing with YouTube is that it's a default app on most Indians' phones. That's the reason people watch YouTube more than Twitch. Twitch, you have to actually download it.
Hmm. If Amazon was smart, they would have Twitch bundled in. They'll partner with some Android companies and they'll just say, hey, watch Twitch.
I mean, Amazon, like, if Amazon were smart, they would actually make, like, they would integrate Twitch and Amazon Prime in some way. They would sponsor shows on Twitch that would later be broadcast on Amazon
Prime. I think they treat Twitch like a stepchild of some sort. They do. Minimum investment, it just floating around, not really being much being done to grow it.
Oh, they absolutely do. They do that. It's like we're like the bastard stepchild of like of Amazon. And it's like the thing is, okay, you know what's wild? Twitch used to have this policy for partners where partners would unequivocally get at least 70-30 split, right? So you get 70% of the subscription revenue. That used to be the policy. The other thing, one of my mods, former mods, said that like my content is very much chatter oriented. So instead of just like, I rely on chat to have a back and forth, which when I was first starting out sucked because like I had like one dude in chat and it was just like,
you can do that on YouTube also. Like, YouTube does have I live stream on Twitch and YouTube simultaneously. This is going out on Twitch as well as YouTube.
You can do that. I don't know. I've thought about it, but now I've reached a point where I don't think I want to split the audience and have it. Like, I don't want to like go to YouTube immediately. I want to at least get to a point in Twitch where I can be, because like if I go to YouTube, what's going to happen is like a lot of the people that watch me on Twitch they're just going to like stay on Twitch and they're not going to move to YouTube. Right. So it's going to be like, I'm going to be rebuilding the audience again. So it's like at this point, I've reached a point where I don't really want to like restart again. That's basically it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right. But so, yeah.
Arun, great fun talking to you. I would actually like to have you as a guest on an entire episode. Maybe we can do that sometime next month, if that's all right with you.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love that.
Cool. So let's do that. This was a fun conversation. I will let you return to your stream and I'll return to my stream to talk to a few more people and try to change their mind.
Have fun with that. This is going to be great. No, everyone in your chat is like begging you. Yo, let me, no, get this guy off the screen. Get this guy off the screen. Get this guy off the screen. Let me.
That happens with everyone. That happens with everyone. No matter who I'm talking to, there are like two people saying, let me talk.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Cool. Thanks so much, Ben. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it. And yeah, we definitely got to link up. If you, whenever you want, you can come on my, I mean, I guess you're already on my stream a little bit, but.
No, sure. I'd love to.
But let me know. Yeah, for sure. Do you have a Discord, by the way, or nah?
No, I don't. I deleted my Discord. It was too much work managing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, I, yeah, I have a Discord if you ever want, like, if you just want to chill in my place.
Okay, I'll try it. Let's send me a link on Instagram. I'll join.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
That was Arun. This is his Twitch handle. If you want to follow him, you can do so on Twitch, twitch.tv/Arunanow. And with that, I will return to... Wait, what did I do? Wait, let me just read this one super chat that came from Deeps. Deeps, it's okay, man. Deeps has sent a super chat of 40 rupees. First of all, thanks. Deeps says, I'm really sorry for taking your time. I support you. Deeps, I know. It's okay. I only asked you to go because I had a guest and I had to take them on. I will love to talk to you if you come back next week. Please do. We will talk more. Although I don't see us getting past that problem because I feel that a lot of things you're saying are word salads. But we can totally talk. Don't worry about it. No need to say sorry. Thank you again for the super chat. People, I'll just remind you can support this channel by clicking the join button below and becoming a member or sending a super chat. I will continue doing this for half an hour more because we had a guest today. So let's take a caller. Sapien, you're online. Go on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Sapien. Go on.
Sorry, I can't open camera. Main camera nahi khol sakta.
That's okay.
Sir, I am new to your channel, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about something like there are a lot of people that say ki tum atheist bane ho cool dikhne ke liye, cool banne ke liye. So how to counter them?
Kya tum atheist bane ho cool dikhne ke liye?
No.
Then tell them no. इसमें काउंटर करने का क्या है? They haven't given you an argument, right? अगर मैं कहूँगा कि तुम एक चूजे हो, तो तुम्हें साबित करने की ज़रूरत नहीं है कि तुम चूजे नहीं हो. तुम कह सकते हो नहीं हूँ. तुम्हें किसी के ऊपर भी कोई तुम्हारे ऊपर अगर एक सेकंड वेस्ट करता है, तुम उसके ऊपर एक सेकंड वेस्ट करो. कोई तुम्हारे ऊपर एक सेकंड वेस्ट करेगा और तुम पांच मिनट लेके आर्ग्यूमेंट तैयार करोगे उसको सेटिस्फाई करने के लिए, क्यों भाई? उसको सेटिस्फाई करना तुम्हारा काम क्यों है? इफ समवन इज जस्ट गोइंग टू अक्यूज यू, यू कैन जस्ट से नो, आई डोंट नीड दिस. अगर कोई आर्ग्यूमेंट देता है, अगर कोई कहता है कि मुझे लगता है तुम एथिस्ट बने हो सिर्फ इसलिए क्योंकि तुम्हें अटेंशन चाहिए और इसका कारण है ये सब, तो तुम उनसे बात कर सकते हो. पर अगर कोई कारण नहीं दे रहा तो तुम्हें उनका कोई जवाब देने की जरूरत नहीं है.
यस, एंड देयर इज एन आर्ग्यूमेंट, देयर इज अ गुड आर्ग्यूमेंट फ्रॉम थीस्ट दैट इज कॉल्ड फाइन ट्यूनिंग आर्ग्यूमेंट. You know about that?
Yes. In fact, I have made a video about it. If you go to my main channel, Vimo, and you search for fine tuning, you will find a video called Indian Atheist Debunks Fine Tuning Without Using Math. You can watch that.
Okay. So can you briefly counter this now or should I just watch the video?
You can watch the video and then you can come back and ask me if you didn't understand anything, because that was a fairly long, comprehensive video. The main point was that we are conscious beings who look at the universe and then we find patterns in it. And that is what we are doing. We are looking at the universe and we are looking at, hey, this thing suits us exactly. Hey, that thing suits us exactly. When hamare jagah koi aur living being hota aur universe alag hota, to wo bhi yahi kar raha hota.
Yeah.
It's like a टट्टी का ढेर है, उसके अंदर एक कीड़ा है और वो कीड़ा कह रहा है वाओ ये टट्टी का ढेर तो परफेक्ट है, इसके अंदर मैं जिंदा रह सकता हूँ, मेरी फैमिली हो सकती है, मेरे बच्चे कॉलेज जा सकते हैं, मैं खा सकता हूँ, मुझे इस टट्टी के ढेर को जरूर मेरे लिए बनाया गया होगा. दैट इज व्हाट द आर्गुमेंट बेसिकली इज. या सो दैट इज इन शॉर्ट, बट यू कैन वॉच द फुल वीडियो एंड इफ यू हैव एनी अदर क्वेश्चंस यू कैन कम बैक नेक्स्ट वीक एंड वी कैन टॉक. इज दैट ओके?
हाँ ठीक है, वो देख लूंगा सर वीडियो.
ठीक है, और कुछ?
और मैंने कुछ हफ्तों पहले आपकी एक वीडियो देखी थी, उसमें एक वर्ड का जिक्र हुआ था जो है हाइपर नेशनलिज्म. मुझे समझ में नहीं आया हाइपर नेशनलिज्म होता क्या है और एंड व्हाट इज रॉन्ग विद इट, कैन यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन.
मुझे लगता है कि हाइपर नेशनलिज्म और नेशनलिज्म में कुछ खास वैसे फर्क नहीं लगता मुझे. मुझे लगता है कि नेशनलिज्म के बारे में मेरे ओपिनियन वही है जो रविंद्रनाथ टैगोर के थे, वो ये है कि वो लोगों को उसी प्रकार का एक मेंटल फ्रेमवर्क देता है जैसा कि धर्म देता है, और इसीलिए शायद धर्म को और नेशनलिज्म को जोड़ना बहुत आसान होता है, कुछ ज़्यादा मेहनत नहीं करनी पड़ती. हाइपर नेशनलिज्म मैंने यूज़ किया था या किसी और ने यूज़ किया था?
शायद किसी और ने यूज़ किया था और कुछ चैट थी शायद कि देयर इज हाइपर नेशनलिज्म इन इंडिया एंड दिस इज रॉन्ग, ऐसा कुछ तो था मैंने पढ़ा था. अभी कुछ महीने हुए मैंने ये सब चीज़ों को एक्सप्लोर करना शुरू किया, जैसे लेफ्ट विंग राइट विंग, मुझे इन सब चीज़ों के बेसिक्स पता है. लेफ्ट विंग में कुछ क्रिएटर्स है जो राइट विंग वालों को भक्त कहते हैं, अनभक्त कहते हैं, और राइट विंग में कुछ है जो लिब्रांडो कहते हैं या सूडो सेकुलर कहते हैं, तो ये सब चीज़ें मुझे अभी अभी पता चली है. और मुझे यूट्यूब रिकमेंडेशंस में एक वीडियो आई थी, कोई राइट विंग क्रिएटर था इंजीनियर एक्सप्लेन्स करके, उसने ना द देशभक्त,
मुझे आपको बोला गया है, मुझे बोला गया है ये इंजीनियर एक्सप्लेन्स चैनल को देखने के लिए, पर मैंने देखा नहीं अब तक, सो मैं उनके ऊपर कमेंट नहीं करूंगा. बट उसके अलावा
नहीं सॉरी कमेंट ना करे. उसने ना एक लेफ्ट विंग क्रिएटर है आपको पता होगा द देशभक्त करके,
आकाश बनर्जी, आई नो,
हाँ आकाश बनर्जी, उसने द देशभक्त को एक्सपोज किया था.
वो इंजीनियर ने किया था एक्सपोज इसको?
हाँ द देशभक्त को किसी ने एक्सपोज किया था.
मैंने वो वीडियो भी नहीं देखा है.
नहीं ठीक है, आपने वीडियो नहीं,
अगर मैं देख लेता तो कमेंट कर दूंगा. हाँ
मतलब आप वीडियो पे कमेंट मत कीजिए अभी, आपने देखा नहीं, ठीक है. मुझे बस जानना है कि उसने जब एक्सपोज किया था तब उसने एक वर्ड यूज किया था कि इसको, इस देशभक्त को अपने कल्चर से और इन सब चीजों से पहले बहुत प्यार था, और फिर इसके अंदर जब इसने यूट्यूब चैनल खोला और ये जब लेफ्ट विंग ये हो गया, तब इसके अंदर कम्युनिस्ट सेंटिमेंट्स आ गए. इसमें मुझे एक बात समझ नहीं आई कि ये कम्युनिज्म और लेफ्ट विंग का क्या नाता है. कम्युनिज्म मैंने 9th क्लास में की किताब में पढ़ा था बस, उसके आगे मुझे कम्युनिज्म ज्यादा पता नहीं है.
देखो जिस वीडियो की बात आप कर रहे हो उसको मैंने देखा नहीं है, सो मुझे नहीं पता उसने क्या एग्जांपल दिए इस केस को, इस आर्गुमेंट को सपोर्ट करने के लिए. कुछ दिया होगा तो देख लूंगा. जहां तक मुझे पता है, मैंने देशभक्त को जितने वीडियो देखे हैं, मुझे वहां कम्युनिज्म तो नहीं दिखता बिल्कुल, उल्टा मुझे कई बार एक सेंट्रिज्म दिखता है. क्योंकि मुझे नहीं लगता कि अगर आप ध्रुव राठी या देशभक्त आकाश बनर्जी को पूछोगे तो उनमें से कोई भी कहेगा कि वो लेफ्टिस्ट हैं, वो कहेंगे कि वो लिबरल हैं, और लिबरल और लेफ्टिस्ट में फर्क होता है.
अच्छा, लेकिन जब मैंने वो एक्सपोज वीडियो देखी थी तो मैं ये करता हूँ कि राइट विंग के भी वीडियोस देखता हूँ और लेफ्ट विंग के भी वीडियोस देखता हूँ, और फिर अपना दिमाग लगाता हूँ, क्योंकि इस चीज में मैं इस चीज को एक्सप्लोर करने में मैं नया हूँ. और कम्युनिस्ट वर्ड मुझे सुनने में आ गया जो पहले मैंने कभी सुना नहीं था, कोई एक्सपोज कर रहा है किसी को, तो आई वॉज अ बिट कंफ्यूज, तो इसलिए पूछा.
मैंने वो वीडियो देखा नहीं है, देखा होता तो शायद लंबी बातचीत कर लेता. But without watching something, I would like to not comment on it.
अच्छा, और एक छोटा सा वो सवाल था कि इतने कुछ दिनों में, 2-3 दिनों में मैंने भक्त देखे हैं जो कि इसराइल को सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं, और एंड दे आर जस्ट लाइक कट्टर कि मैं तो सपोर्ट करूंगा बिल्कुल, वो मुझे जानने की जरूरत नहीं है क्या हुआ है क्या नहीं है, मुझे बस इसराइल को सपोर्ट करना है। वैसे देखी दोनों साइड्स जा सकते हैं, पैलेस्टीन के भी साइड देखी जा सकती है कि उनके ऊपर जुलम हो रहे हैं, और इसराइल के भी साइड देखी जा सकती है कि उनके ऊपर मतलब उनके ऊपर तो हजारों सालों से हो रहे हैं, हाँ हाँ वो अटैक हुआ था, और हिस्ट्री में भी उनके ऊपर परसिक्यूशन हुआ है जूस के ऊपर।
नहीं वो तो थोड़ा ज्यादा कॉम्प्लिकेटेड है, वो परसिक्यूशन के पक्ष में अगर ये लोग होते ना, हमारा जो लोकल हिंदू नेशनलिस्ट है जो कि इसराइल को सपोर्ट करता है, वो अगर एंटी सेमेटिक वायलेंस के खिलाफ होता तो वो बहुत जगह ऐसे लोगों को सपोर्ट कर सकता था। अमेरिका में ऐसे ज्यूज हैं जिन पे हमले होते हैं, अमेरिका में ऐसे केसेस हैं एंटी सेमेटिज्म के जिसके खिलाफ ये लोग कभी नहीं बोलते, क्योंकि इनका पूरा का पूरा पक्ष डोनाल्ड ट्रंप जैसे एंटी सेमाइट्स के पक्ष में होता है, राइट। इसराइल के सपोर्ट में इसलिए नहीं है क्योंकि वो ज्यूज हैं, इसराइल के सपोर्ट में वो इसलिए हैं क्योंकि इसराइल एक बुली है, इसराइल के लोगों के खिलाफ अटैक्स हुए हैं और अभी रिसेंटली भी हुआ है। पर सॉलिडैरिटी और सपोर्ट में फर्क होता है। अगर एक देश के खिलाफ एक आतंकवादी हमला होता है, कोई उल्लू का पट्टा या कोई घटिया इंसान ही होगा जो कहेगा कि हाँ अच्छा हुआ उनके लोगों को मरना चाहिए था, ऐसा कोई नहीं कह रहा। पर इसराइल जब एक पूरे के पूरे देश के लोगों के खिलाफ अटैक कर रहा है और उसके हमलों में बच्चे मारे जा रहे हैं, और वो जान बूझ के कह रहा है कि मैं इनके खिलाफ हथियारों का इस्तेमाल करूंगा, और अमेरिका और वेस्टर्न नेशंस उसके पक्ष में हैं इस जेनोसाइडल अटैक के मामले में, तो उसके पक्ष में खड़ा होना एक अलग बात है। वो इसराइल का सपोर्ट नहीं है। इसराइल के आतंकवादी हमलों के विक्टिम्स के साथ खड़ा रहना सॉलिडैरिटी है, इसराइल का पैलेस्टाइन के ऊपर जो हमला है उसके सपोर्ट में रहना ये घटिया हरकत, घटिया है और कुछ नहीं है। और जिन मुझे एक ही बात करता है ना, वो ज्यूज के बारे में बात करता है, इसराइल वो नहीं है। ठीक वैसे ही जैसे कि मॉडर्न इंडिया मिडिवल इंडिया नहीं है, इसराइल यूरोपीय लोगों का एक देश है जिसको वो लैंड मिला था दूसरे यूरोपीय लोगों की मदद से। दिस पॉइंट आई एम ऑब्वियसली पिकिंग अप फ्रॉम इंस्टाग्राम, आई एम फॉरगेटिंग हु आई पिक्ड इट अप फ्रॉम, बट इसराइल पैलेस्टाइन के डिफरेंस को अगर देखने के लिए कोई कोशिश करेगा तो सबसे आसान तरीका ये देखना कि इसराइल के लोग एक्चुअली यूरोपियन हैं, यूरोपियन लोगों ने पैलेस्टाइन का एक हिस्सा ले लिया, और पैलेस्टाइन के लोग अभी भी
पता है।
ओके गुड, सो दैट इज द पॉइंट।
मेरा यही सोचना था कि यार इन लोगों को कुछ पता बता तो कुछ होता नहीं है, बस आई सपोर्ट इसराइल मतलब अंधे तरीके से राइट विंग सर।
हाँ तो उसमें क्या कर सकते हो, मूर्खों का क्या किया जा सकता है बताओ। और ये इनमें से सब
मैंने देखे ऐसे कमेंट्स वगैरह देखे। हेलो,
हाँ आज सुबह मैंने एक पोस्ट किया कि आज 8 बजे मैं लाइव आने वाला हूँ, उसके नीचे किसी ने इसराइल का झंडा लगा दिया, तो मैंने बोला ठीक है मैं भी भारत का झंडा लगाया, तो मैंने लगा दिया। फिर वो बोला इसराइल को अपने बच्चों की रक्षा करने का अधिकार है, बोला ठीक है पर उसका इस पोस्ट के साथ क्या संपर्क। क्या ये लोग इसराइल के सपोर्ट में तब खड़े रहते हैं जब क्या ये लोग ज्यूज के सपोर्ट में तब खड़े रहते हैं जब एंटी सेमेटिक वायलेंस होता है एक माइनॉरिटी कम्युनिटी के खिलाफ। अमेरिका में ज्यूज एक माइनॉरिटी हैं, और शायद मार्जिनलाइज नहीं कहा जा सकता पर माइनॉरिटी तो डेफिनेटली है। क्या वो डोनाल्ड ट्रंप के सपोर्टर्स के पक्ष में खड़े नहीं रहते जब वो लोग एंटी सेमेटिक चीजें कहते हैं? बिल्कुल रहते हैं। इसराइल का सपोर्ट और वो सपोर्ट बिल्कुल अलग चीज है। अगर वो ज्यूज के सपोर्ट पे रहना चाहते हैं तो उनको डोनाल्ड ट्रंप के सपोर्टर्स के खिलाफ होना चाहिए, पर वो नहीं होते, तो साफ साफ दिखता है ये बकवास है।
मतलब मैक्सिमम लोगों को तो ये जो आपने यूएस की बात करी है, ये जो आपने जूस की माइनॉरिटी वगैरह की बात करी है, इन सब चीजों की तो उनको कुछ नॉलेज होती नहीं है, बस स्पैम करे जा रहे हैं आई सपोर्ट इसराइल, और फिर वो झंडे वंडे लगा रहे हैं उसमें, हार्ट बना रहे बीच में, तो क्यों अचानक से इनके अंदर ऐसे कैसे कौन से सेंटिमेंट्स जाग गए? और ये
बोला ना ये लोग बुलीज को सपोर्ट करते हैं, जो भी अपने से ज्यादा दुर्बल का के अधिकारों का हनन करेगा ये उसके पक्ष में खड़े रहेंगे और कुछ नहीं। इज द सेम रीजन वाई दे सपोर्ट हिंदू नेशनलिज्म इन इंडिया, सेम रीजन दे सपोर्ट क्रिश्चियन नेशनलिज्म इन अमेरिका, सेम रीजन दे सपोर्ट इजराइल, इज द सेम थिंग।
और ऐसे मुस्लिम्स भी देखे हैं मैंने, अब मतलब अभी इन कुछ दिनों में ऐसे मुस्लिम्स भी है जिनको पता कुछ नहीं है, दे आर जस्ट सपोर्टिंग पैलेस्टीन, क्योंकि वो खुद मुस्लिम है और वो पैलेस्टीन वाले भी मुस्लिम है।
ऐसे भी लोग हैं।
तो ऐसे भी है कि जिनको पता नहीं है, और ऐसे भी कुछ है, शायद ऐसे कुछ है जो कि एक हमास को सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं, जो कि बिल्कुल
बिल्कुल
ह्यूमैनिटी के तो खिलाफ ही है। बिल्कुल अगर पैलेस्टीन की कोई साइड लेता है, वहां के लोगों की कोई साइड लेता है तो ठीक है, लेकिन टेररिस्ट की साइड तो कोई ले नहीं सकता। फिर भी ऐसे कुछ देखने को मिलते हैं इंडिया में ही, जिनको ज्यादा कुछ अता पता नहीं है, बस मुस्लिम है इसलिए वो पैलेस्टीन को सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं, एंड दे आर सपोर्टिंग हमास टू।
हमास,
यस हाँ वही।
हमास खाने की चीज होती है।
अच्छा वही हमास
एनीवे
को
सेपियन,
सपोर्ट कर।
मैं अगला कॉलर लूँ या आपके पास कोई और पॉइंट था?
नहीं, वैसे ज्यादा कुछ पॉइंट तो नहीं था, अगली बार आऊंगा, पहली बार जुड़ा
ठीक है।
था आपसे। ठीक है भाई, थैंक यू।
बाय बाय। दैट वाज सेपियन। अब किसको लें? क्लोजेटेड दलित वांट्स टू टॉक। हे व्हाट्स अप?
Hey Vimo, very nice to hear
Hey,
you.
same here, go on.
I don't know. I had a completely different point in my mind, but I think I don't know. I kind of got overwhelmed. But
It's
yeah,
okay.
what I wanted to say, I think I typed a reply to somebody called Nemo. So
In the private chat,
I think
ignore
let
the
me
private
yeah,
chat.
yeah.
Nemo,
Oh.
Nemo, Nemo, Nemo,
Or let me
behave.
face it. Let me face it. I think then probably I can talk. So I think Nemo pointed
Do
like
you
how
want me
can
to
a
read
Dalit
out
be?
your do you want me to
Sure,
read out
sure,
his message and
sure.
your response? Wait, which
Sure.
one are you responding to? Okay, so Closeted Dalit said, Vimo, I wanted to discuss how popular anti-caste literature is not irrelevant for modern Dalits. Would love to explore helpful resources
Not
on
relevant.
assimilation with you. And
I mean relevant.
okay. Nemo replies, how is a Dalit closeted? And then you reply, my grandfather gave us an upper caste surname, so my problem is not discrimination, but a perpetual fear of imminent discrimination if my identity gets revealed, and the added guilt of hiding your identity, a constant feeling of being dishonest. That is why closeted. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I think like it's very beautiful to hear all these conversations you have with people, and it's very refreshing, you know.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, because I see the conversation that happened on the Indian YouTube community, right? Because I think I grew up watching a lot of white content creators, people like Veritasium and all, who like very true to their craft, and like they're very honest to their audience, right? And we see like the examples we keep, I think you, Pranav, everybody keeps taking examples of these problematic profiles. So yeah, it was very forget all of that, but I
closeted
think
closeted you if you want to turn off your web camera, that's okay, because there's a blank thing showing up on screen.
Oh sure,
just turn off your webcam. Ha, cool.
Is
Go
it
on.
better?
Yeah
So what are they saying? Yeah, sorry, I really lost my track of my thought.
It's okay.
We were talking about, but I really like how patient you are with your guests, Vimo. If I were doing these streams, every time somebody stammered, every time somebody, like, I see a lot of people spiral, they keep on being the same loop. I'm like, hats off to your patience.
Thank you.
So I was saying how these conversations are a breath of fresh air, and how you also guide people into right resources, right? Like you talk about riddles of Hinduism, annihilation of caste and all of that, but it's like the audience for all, like I also feel even when Ambedkar wrote all of this, I'm sure the, yes, it was for empowering, you know, us, but it was also a larger, it was a social equality, right? To bring in justice and to educate, actually educate Savarnas in understanding the nuances of discrimination, how we felt and all of that. So even today, all of these, this literature holds great as tools for Savarnas to understand what your privilege is. You know, what discrimination was back then and all of that. But like I said, the example I gave, in today's world, the in urban, digital, globalized world, the how discrimination actually, and you talk about this a lot, right? Like CV mein, resume mein upar kisi ka naam dikhta hai, right? Like all of that. So these are the struggles of today's modern Dalits, right? But then the problem is, like, you have bought this topic as well, like how engineering doesn't teach you anything and all of that. So when you come from a marginalized background, when you are in your early years, your only focus would be to optimize your journey for maximum returns, right? Which could be engineering or being a doctor and kahi se, like, you know, you, because you get reservation, get it, no good call. Like, you know, that's how a Dalit is thinking, right? And in that process, he doesn't have time to read Ambedkar or all of that, right? So, but then, yeah, you do all your, like, but once you reach a point in your life where now you're stable, now you have both the privilege, time, resources to engage in all these conversations and also educate yourself. But then there is no, I feel there is no resources for me, right? Because my problem is not discrimination. My problem is assimilation, right? Like,
have you heard of the book? Sorry to interrupt, but have you heard of the book called The Trauma of Caste by Yashika Dutta?
No. And that's why this is the reason I came to this stream, because I wanted to.
I have not read it. Yeah. I have not read it because honestly, it is not for me. I still want to read it, but I think for this particular problem that you're talking about, that book might be useful.
So I just wanted to bring this lens to all the conversations that happened on your channel, because yes, you're doing a great job and you're helping Savarnas. People understand, you know, what their privilege is. But I think because you're the only sane voice here, I think your channel can also be a great platform. Like, I don't know, maybe I would also.
Okay, so sorry. I want to correct something. The Trauma of Caste is not by Yashika Dutt. It's by Thanimozhi Soundararajan.
Thank you. I'll check this.
Thanimozhi Soundararajan. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah, I was saying because you're the only sane voice here, I think it would be also great for your channel to kind of become, you know, a place for people like us, you know, in finding more resources. Like, this was a great, like, I don't know if you have ever quoted example of this book in this stream before, right? So
I have quoted it because I have not read it, but I know it exists. I mean to get to it at some point of time, but the general thrust of my content is not that I am trying to I'm trying to educate fellow so-called Savarna people about
yes. No. I'm like, this is like that. This is a niche audience, right? Like, that's a very marketing lingo, but I'm saying what you're doing is more important than what I'm talking, right? So probably this is something I should be doing, right? Like, I'll, you know, maybe I will jump in and probably, you know, write. Give tools to people like me. Like, all I'm saying is, just wanted to give a new perspective, not just to you. I'm sure you already have this perspective, you know this struggle, but to audience, because a lot of people come and ask me, bro, discrimination hota hai kya? Bro, caste hota hai kya? So, bro, I don't know answer you, because if I tell you who I'm right now, I don't know if you would be sitting and drinking beer with me right now. Like, you know, this. So how do I tell you caste doesn't exist, right? Like, So, just wanted to say.
You can start by saying, I think that people will not have food with someone from a Dalit background. And if they say, I totally would, then you say, oh, really? Yes, my caste. And then watch them go away.
I think I'm not there yet. Maybe someday. I think you probably need some social credential. Maybe I need, I don't know. I'm still, it's a journey, I think. It's different for everybody. So I hope I feel safe someday where, you know, I can throw this party trick on every,
If you like, you can message me on Instagram. Sure. And we can talk more about how to make you more present here.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks a lot. Means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Closeted Dalit. He had a nice voice. Liked his voice. Hold on. I'm now taking Shahrukh Ahmed. But before I do that, let me just say hi to Golu. Hi, Golu. I always say hi to Golu. I have to say hi to Golu. who else is here? By the way, we are out of time. So I think Shahrukh Ahmed is going to be the last caller. If the call is really short, I may take another person. But if it proves to be like 5 minutes long or more than that, then the other people can simply leave today and come back next week. Hi, Shahrukh.
Hi, hi, Vimo.
Hi, what's up?
I'm fine. मैं हिंदी में बात कर सकता हूँ आपसे?
हिंदी में बात कर सकते हो, पर थोड़ा फोन के पास आके कीजिए, फोन या कंप्यूटर जो भी है, ताकि साफ सुनाई दे।
मैं एक काम करता हूँ, हेडफोन ऑफ।
हाँ, हेडफोन ऑफ करके ऐसे ही बात कीजिए।
Now I hope you can hear probably
more. Yes, I can. हाँ।
तो पहले मैं छोटा सा बैकग्राउंड बता देता हूँ कि I'm an atheist, मतलब हार्डकोर एकदम।
थोड़ा जोर से बोलेंगे शाहरुख।
मैं एथिस्ट हूँ, ठीक है, एंड काफी एजुकेटेड हूँ, साइंस में हूँ, मेडिकल में हूँ, आई एम स्पेशलिस्ट डॉक्टर, है ना। तो होता ये है कि विद माय नेम लोग पहले से ही सोच लेते हैं कि ये ऐसा है, तो करंट सिनेरियो में जो पॉलिटिक्स है अराउंड द वर्ल्ड, तो दे स्टार्ट टू डिस्क्रिमिनेट एट वर्क स्पेस, है ना। पहली तो ये प्रैक्टिकल प्रॉब्लम है, तो जैसे हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट्स रहते हैं या फिर प्रिंसिपल्स रहते हैं, यानी जो भी पावर पोजीशन ऑफ पावर में रहते हैं, दे स्टार्ट टू अब्यूज मी, लाइक और डिस्क्रिमिनेट मी, दे कैन डू इट इन मेनी वेज, है ना।
डू दे डू इट बिकॉज़ यू आर एन एथिस्ट और बिकॉज़ यू आर एन एक्स मुस्लिम?
बिकॉज़ ऑफ माय नेम इट इज सफिशिएंट,
सो देन इट्स अ एंटी मुस्लिम,
जरूरत नहीं है कि आई एम एन एथिस्ट, ये बताने की जरूरत ही कहां है, है ना। दे वोंट इवन ट्राई टू नो मी, फॉर दैट मैटर उनको लगता है कि ये नाम है तो ये जैसा 9 PM प्राइम टाइम पे जो दिखाते हैं मुस्लिम्स को वैसा ही होगा ये। तो मोस्ट ऑफ द पावर पोजीशन ऑफ पावर में ऐसे ही लोग हैं आज के टाइम में जो राइट विंग एक्सट्रीमिस्ट और इस तरीके के हैं, तो उसकी वजह से मेरे को प्रॉब्लम आती है। लाइक 2 years कहीं मैं ड्यूटी कर रहा हूँ, तो एक नॉर्मल पर्सन को 1 or 2 times डेपुटेशन या ट्रांसफर होगा, बट मेरे जैसे पर्सन को 10 times, 15 times हो जाएगा। या फिर मैं वर्क कर रहा हूँ जैसे केसेस करने, सर्टेन टाइम ऑफ पीरियड में मेरे को 9 to 5 में एक मेरा कलीग 10 or 20 केसेस कर रहा है, तो मेरे को 30 केसेस करने के लिए फोर्स किया जाएगा। एंड इवन इफ आई एम गोइंग फॉर अ टॉयलेट ब्रेक, तो आई गेट स्कोल्डेड फॉर दैट। ये मैं रेजिडेंसी की बात बता रहा हूँ, जो है ना स्पेशलिटी में 3 years आपको करने पड़ते हैं, उसके बारे में बता रहा हूँ। तो वन प्रैक्टिकल प्रॉब्लम इज दिस, ठीक है, और माय सेकंड प्रैक्टिकल प्रॉब्लम इज कि लाइक मेरे कॉलेज के फ्रेंड्स थे जो आरएसएस विंग के थे, ओके, बट आई नेवर बॉदर्ड अबाउट इट लाइक इन कॉलेज, है ना। बट लेकिन जैसे ही अभी पॉलिटिकल सिनेरियो चेंज हुआ है पिछले 5-6 साल में, तो मैंने एक्सीडेंटली उसका ट्विटर हैंडल फाइंड आउट कर लिया, वन ऑफ माई बेस्ट फ्रेंड का। तो और मैंने उसकी हिस्ट्री देखी, तो उसकी हिस्ट्री तो कई सालों से वैसी ही चली आ रही है, मतलब बहुत ज्यादा एक्सट्रीमिस्ट वो पोस्ट जैसे रहते हैं ट्विटर पे, यू नो इट।
एनोनिमस अकाउंट था या अपने असली नाम का इस्तेमाल करता था?
अपने असली नाम का।
अच्छा,
है ना। तो मेरा फेसबुक पे भी फ्रेंड था, मैं इंस्टाग्राम जनरेशन का हूँ नहीं, तो फेसबुक पे भी अकाउंट था, तो मैंने कहा कि तू ये सब चीजें फेसबुक पे क्यों नहीं डालता, फेसबुक पे तेरे ज्यादा कॉन्टेक्ट है, है ना, क्योंकि वो फेसबुक पे बिगट साउंड नहीं करना चाहता, इसलिए फेसबुक में नहीं डालता, और ट्विटर पे डालता है, क्योंकि ट्विटर पे कोई फ्रेंड्स नहीं है और जितने
कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता। हाँ,
कर लो आपको, है ना।
ऐसे बहुत से लोग हैं, भाई दबे, ऐसे बहुत से लोग हैं जो कि जानते हैं कि उनके विचार अगर उनके ऑफिस के कॉलीग्स के सामने आ गए तो वो किसी को शक्ल दिखाने लायक नहीं रहेंगे, इसलिए वो छुप छुप के ये सब करते हैं और अपने आप को वीर योद्धा कहते हैं।
एग्जैक्टली, और वही सारे डीपीज वगैरह में उनका वही रहता है, मुस्लिम हेटेड रहती है और ये सब चीजें रहती है। तो अब दूसरी प्रॉब्लम ये है कि मैं कैटेगरी से बिलोंग नहीं करता, लेकिन मेरे को डिस्क्रिमिनेशन फेस करना पड़ता है। और दूसरी चीज कि अब मैं ऐसे फ्रेंड को कैसे टैकल करूं, फिर मैंने उससे बातें करना बंद कर दिया, और धीरे धीरे उसको, हालांकि वो भाई भाई बोलता है मेरे को, बट अब इट डजंट मैटर, वो पर्सनली मेरे को नुकसान नहीं पहुंचाना चाहता, लेकिन वो एक कैटेगरी ऑफ पीपल को नुकसान पहुंचाना चाहता है, और चाहे या अनचाहे मैं उस कैटेगरी ऑफ पीपल के अंदर इंक्लूड हो जाता हूं।
आते हो।
अब मैं क्या करूं? तो दैट इज माई सेकेंड क्वेरी। तो आई डिसाइडेड टू अनफ्रेंड हिम, लाइक आई स्टॉप टॉकिंग
ऑन सोशल मीडिया और लाइक रियल लाइफ।
ओके, और फिर उसी के साथ एक और मेरा फ्रेंड था, जिस फ्रेंड की बात बताई वो अपर कास्ट हिंदू है एंड सेकंड जो फ्रेंड था मेरा वो दलित हिंदू था. लेकिन व्हाट हैज हैपेंड आफ्टर 2014 इज कि दलित पीपल हैव स्टार्टेड फीलिंग इंक्लूडेड इन दैट हिंदू आइडियोलॉजी. तो उन्हें लगने लगा कि हम इंक्लूड हो रहे हैं. तो फिर मैंने उसको ये बात बताई कि उसके साथ मेरी ये बातें होगी, फेस ऑफ हो गया मेरा. तो फिर उसने भी उसकी साइड ली इंस्टेड ऑफ टेकिंग मी, जबकि आई नो हिम लॉन्गर, है ना. ओरिजिनली वो ही मेरा सबसे पुराना फ्रेंड था. तो फिर धीरे धीरे करके मैंने उससे भी कट ऑफ होना चालू कर दिया. तो दैट इज द इश्यूज. लाइक
As I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry this happens. In fact, if you know about my past, do you know about it?
No.
So I used to be a BJP supporter.
Yeah. मैंने आपका देखा है. काफी.
Episode 55 देखा है ना?
और मेघमेड का. I've been watching. Recently.
So, जब मैं BJP supporter था, मेरे office में ऐसे colleagues थे जो कि Muslim थे. But the situation was slightly different क्योंकि पूरा का office pro मतलब वो ऑफिस जहां पे मैं काम करता था वो एक प्रो मोदी पब्लिकेशन था. सो दे वर आल्सो प्रो मोदी. सो आई डिडंट रन इनटू दिस एग्जैक्ट प्रॉब्लम बट आई स्टिल हैव मुस्लिम फ्रेंड्स हु हैव आई मीन आई वुड लाइक टू थिंक ऑफ देम एज फ्रेंड्स हु हैव नॉट फॉरगिवन मी फॉर दैट एंड आई डोंट ब्लेम देम. यू हैव एवरी राइट टू कॉल योर सेल्फ बाय वट एवर नेम यू वॉन्ट, बाय वट एवर आइडियोलॉजी वॉन्ट, एंड नोबडी हैज द राइट to treat you as a lesser person because of that.
Exactly.
If you have people in your life who, like, they're not your friends, right? If someone is supporting politics that is going to act against your interests and the interests of people who have names like you, but they say, nahi, nahi, mujhe tere se koi problem nahi hai.
Exactly.
Then they're not really your friends. They're just... तो एक ऑफिस में काम करते हो, इट इज डिफिकल्ट नॉट टू टॉक टू समवन, सो दे टॉक टू यू. एंड आई थिंक यू डिड द स्मार्ट थिंग, द वाइज थिंग, बाय कटिंग देम ऑफ फ्रॉम योर लाइफ एंड होपफुली. हाँ बोलिए.
नहीं आप बोलिए प्लीज.
मैं कह रहा था कि आपके ऑफिस में, आपके सर्कल में ऐसे लोग हैं जिनके साथ आप बात कर सकते हैं?
हाँ कुछ एक, मतलब जैसे ऐसे भी मेरे फ्रेंड्स हैं, जूनियर्स हैं, जो मतलब लेफ्ट लीनिंग है तो और एथिस्ट भी हैं इवन, क्योंकि ऑलरेडी
गुड
तो आई मिंगल विद देम.
वैसे एथिस्ट होना इस बात की गारंटी नहीं. हाँ
मतलब मैं थोड़ा सिलेक्टिव हो गया हूँ अब, है ना, फ्रेंड चूज करते टाइम. बट जो डीपर कनेक्शन थे जो कॉलेज लाइफ में बनते हैं एंड ऑल, अब वो बनने का पीरियड नहीं है. अब इस एज में तो ट्रांजेक्शनल रिलेशनशिप होती है
और वहां पे हमने एक यूनिक चीज देखी और वो ये थी, कई बार लोग आके कहते हैं कि मेरे दोस्त, मेरे परिवार मेरे खिलाफ हो गए, लाइक दे थिंक ऑफ मी एज एन इंटरनेशनल और अ ट्रेटर और समथिंग, सिंपली बिकॉज आई एम ऑफ द ओपिनियन दैट पीपल शुड नॉट बी डिस्क्रिमिनेटेड अगेंस्ट. तो मैं क्या कर सकता हूँ? तो मैं हमेशा उनको एक चीज कहता था, एंड दिस इज बॉर्न आउट आल्सो, कि जो लोग एक ऐसी कम्युनिटी बन गए हैं जिनके साथ तुम्हारा रहना मुश्किल हो गया है,
एग्जैक्टली
उन कम्युनिटीज में बिलोंग करने की कोशिश भी छोड़ दो, ऐसी दूसरी कम्युनिटीज बनाओ व्हिच आर फुल ऑफ पीपल लाइक यू, पीपल हु आर ऑन द राइट साइड ऑफ हिस्ट्री, पीपल हु आर नॉट एसहोल्स, पीपल हु आर sensible enough to understand that cruelty cannot take anyone forward. ye mushkil hai, main manta hu agar college life piche chhut gayi to mushkil hai. sabse tight relationships aur friendships tab banti hai jab ki college life mein the to. but uska matlab ye nahi hai ki naye bonds nahi banaye ja sakte ya nayi communities build nahi ki ja sakti. so don't worry about the people who you had to cut out of your life because they were assholes. focus on the new people. मैं ये नहीं कह रहा हूँ कि हर न्यू पर्सन के साथ तुम्हारा बॉन्ड अच्छे से बन जाएगा, पर अगर कोशिश करोगे, अगर 10 तक नहीं भी पहुंच पाए ना, 8 तक ही पहुंच पाए, इट्स वर्थ इट. आजकल के टाइम में दोस्त बनाना ही मुश्किल है, जनरली स्पीकिंग, फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग, क्योंकि लाइफ इतनी आइसोलेटेड और मतलब क्या सेक्लूडेड हो गई है. बट इट्स वर्थ इट इफ यू ट्राई टू बिल्ड अ न्यू कम्युनिटी फॉर द सेक ऑफ योर पीस ऑफ माइंड, इट्स वर्थ इट एंड यू कैन ऑलवेज कम बैक हियर. यहाँ पे सब अपने जैसे लोग हैं.
एग्जैक्टली मैंने यही कमेंट किया था आपके यूट्यूब पे कि मतलब पहले मैं बहुत ही लो फील कर रहा था देन आई स्टार्टेड वाचिंग यू एंड मेघनाथ एंड देन आई फाइनली फाउंड माय इको चैम्बर ऐसे करके
इट्स नॉट इको चैम्बर हमारा इको चैम्बर है नहीं इको चैम्बर वो होता है जिसके अंदर इको आ सके क्योंकि सारी दीवारें क्लोज्ड होती हैं हमारी दीवारें क्लोज्ड है कि आधा टाइम तो इनकी बकवास सुननी पड़ती है उनका इको चैम्बर है क्योंकि उनको हमारी बात सुनाई नहीं देती हमको उनकी बात सुननी पड़ती है बहुत सारे इसीलिए हमारा इको चैम्बर नहीं है
इट वाज नाइस टॉकिंग टू यू चलो विमो
थैंक्स दैट्स कंप्लीटली माय प्लेजर शाहरुख
थैंक यू
बाय बाय एंड दिस मेक्स मी ओह ओके Jay Jonah Jameson, while laughing, says, Vimo, I'm curious as to how in a span of 3 years, you have completely turned from right wing to an atheist and a left winger. It's not 3 years. It started in the middle of 2016, actually. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 7 saal ho gaye. And if you want to know more about it, watch episode 55 on this channel. Har episode ke thumbnail pe episode number likha hota hai. Browse back to episode 55 and watch it. I'm so glad I did that on episode 55. Makes it so much easier to remember. Right. So, abhi aur caller nahi liye jayenge. Thank you to everyone who's here. Aaj bahut time hoga. Aaj ek guest bhi aaye the aur un guest ke bare mein main kuch time tak bhool bhi gaya tha. So, aaj ka live stream thoda sa awkward shaped ho gaya. Don't worry about it. Next Saturday, come back karo. Hum log baat karenge. Before I end, I would like to read a couple of chat points, but before that I'll just remind everyone you can support this channel by becoming a member by clicking the join button below, and you can support this channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also send money directly at vimo@upi.vimoh@upi, and there's also my website www.vimo.in jahan pe ek support button hai jis pe click karke aap one time content bhej sakte ho. So having gotten all of that out of the way, are yaar I'm मुझे हर बार लोगों को मैनुअली रिमूव क्यों करना पड़ता है आज और कॉलर नहीं ले रहा है पीपल कैन रिमूव देमसेल्व्स थैंक यू लेट मी जस्ट रीड अ कपल ऑफ लाइव चैट मैसेजेस लेट्स सी श्रिंजन सेज विमो भाऊ हाउ टू काउंटर हिंदुत्व आई हैव शोन मिसोजिनिस्ट कोट्स टू देम फ्रॉम नारद स्मृति यज्ञवल्क्य स्मृति शिव पुराण एटसेट्रा फ्रॉम द ओरिजिनल गोरखपुर वर्जन दे से दैट आई एम लाइंग ओह दे से दैट यू आर लाइंग उसका क्या किया जा सकता है सी माय अप्रोच नॉर्मली इज दैट आई डोंट ट्राई टू गो इनटू स्क्रिप्चर बिकॉज स्क्रिप्चर के बारे में बात करोगे तो यही होगा वो बोलेगा नहीं ये गलत इंटरप्रिटेशन है या ये कुछ लेफ्ट विंग इंटरप्रिटेशन है कोई वेस्टर्न हिस्टोरियन का ट्रांसलेशन है मैं सीधे पेड़ की जड़ पर फोकस करता हूँ विच इज द बेसिक सुपरस्टिशियस क्लेम्स I don't need to go into the Quran, the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas to prove that they're wrong point by point. I can simply take their basic claim, which is the existence of a supernatural reality or God, and ask them for evidence. ये पेड़ उगते वहां से हैं और ये जो एक्स्ट्रा चीजें हैं ये सब ब्रांचेस हैं तुम एक ब्रांच काटोगे चार और उग जाएंगे तुम उनको काटोगे दस और उग जाएगी कब तक काटते फिरोगे सीधे जड़ पर फोकस करो विच इज देयर सेंट्रल क्लेम That is being made without evidence. That's what I do. Taranga says, yes, one can make friends at any age. Yes, that is something I discovered later. But I would also agree that nothing comes close to the bonds that you build in college. School friends don't come close. College friends, like office friends, definitely don't come close. But college friends, like they're really strong bonds. And it is really hurtful when those bonds break. Let's see. Brother Sid is back with a question about genetic evolution, but we will take that some other time. Mod FX says, thank you, Vimo. Sorry, did not realize you had a Twitch channel. I do. I just simulcast to it. I don't spend much time on it. There is a plan to do Twitch only streams at some point of time, but I'm lazy. So that doesn't happen. No, I'm not lazy. I just can't think of something good to do it. I think I'll do reaction streams on it. We'll see. Daily Undaily says, well, the main thing I can think of making friend in college time is that we have fun in that time. If we include fun in life, even in later part, I think we can make friends. I don't think it happens because of fun, because you have a lot of fun in school also, right? The difference between school and college is that throughout school, you are turning into an adult. And at college, you have finally become that adult. So as an adult, when you look at the friends you had in school, it sometimes becomes very difficult to relate to them because they're not the same people. They changed, you changed, the things you like changed, your outlooks about life changed. So you're basically looking at completely different people. But in college, you make friends with people who are adults as an adult. And you remain that person more or less for the rest of your life. So that is why those bonds stay, I think. J. Jonah Jameson says, the four horsemen, your opinion on them. If you're talking about the four horsemen of New Atheism, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, and Daniel Dennett. About Daniel Dennett, I will say that I have not read anything by him. The other three I have read stuff by, and I think they have written good books. I have some problems with them. Sam Harris ke sath problem ye tha ki he platforms anyone these days, although that may be changing. Richard Dawkins was never good at philosophy, and his book, The God Delusion, was not the book that converted me to atheism. It was actually Yuval Noah Harari. Christopher Hitchens I like best, but my problem with him is that he supported the Iraq war and refused to step back even after it became clear that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So, yeah, that's my view on that. Right. So, that's it, I guess. Hum log 1 ghanta 38 minutes pe hain. Thank you, everyone, for joining today. I'm sorry if it was a little unorganized. Thanks to my carelessness. But next Saturday, we will do a more tight one. I'll take tons of callers and we'll talk about a bunch of stuff. So thank you. And I'll see you next week. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Have a great half week ahead. Bye-bye.